Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 19th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 38 through 41. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 42. "Whoever gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." We must spread the word very diligently and energetically among our fellow men. I must eat, drink, adorn, and clothe myself, not merely to preserve my life, but to spread the word. Wherever the best interests of God's word are not the determining factor in a Christian's life, that life is not as it should be. I must help men in regard to their conscience according to the word. I must provide my neighbor with food and drink and do all I can for him to assist him in the most important matter of all, the settlement of his conscience. This is the service that his friends render to the paralytic in this week's gospel. They certainly render him a bodily service or work, but they are also at the same time instrumental in the settlement of his soul. Hence, if I feed a hungry man, give a thirsty man a drink, clothe a naked man, and so forth, I do it not only to give him this bodily help, but in the hope that by these works I may influence him to turn to Christ and to win him for Christ. These works are performed outside of the kingdom for those not in the kingdom, in the hope of bringing them into the kingdom. Whether you are a man, woman, or child, you should know that Christ gives you his gospel and brings you into his kingdom so that you should make it the one aim of your whole life to help others, the sick and the needy, in the hope of bringing them also into Christ's kingdom or confirming them in their Christian faith. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it is your will that we should readily help our fellow men in every need and wherever possible, make your wonderful goodness known to them through us. Enable us at all times to let our light shine so that men may glorify you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.